Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. Leviticus chapter 25, verse 18 says, "Therefore, you shall do my statutes and keep my rules and perform them, and then you will dwell in the land securely." Let me read that again. "Therefore, you shall do my statutes and keep my rules and perform them, and you will dwell in the land securely." Life is much simpler than we make it out to be. All I need to do is listen to God. It's really that simple. When we make things hard because we add rules and regulations to things that need no rules and regulations, we're in trouble. For example, some think they need to have rules about what they watch on television or at the movies. In reality, there is no rules, just a guiding principle found in Philippians 4:8. "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there's any excellence, if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things." If the movie or television program does not fit the principle God has put forth clearly in His Word, then you need to exclude it from your acceptable list. Those who need to decide this matter by counting how many curse words or nude scenes or the content of violence need to make rule as to how much each God would consider pure, lovely, commendable, and excellent. I don't think He would consider any of that lovely, pure, commendable, or excellent. See, there's a general principle that runs all the way through Scripture. We're to love God or obey God and love each other. We don't use God and we don't use each other. We love each other. There is a way that we live that is best for those around us. If we're parents, there's a way that we live that gives the best example to our children, and we should live that way. If we live in a culture, which we all do, there's a way to live to best show who Jesus is, who God is, and the fact that He loves us and created us. The principle is that we love God with all our heart and all our soul and all our mind, and we love each other as ourselves. When we think in those terms, we realize that anything that causes us to disobey God, we shouldn't be putting into our heads. It's not a specific rule, it's a general rule, and anything could be involved. Anything that causes us to use somebody rather than love somebody is unacceptable in any way, shape, or form. We might set individual rules, but the overall guiding principle is the fact that anything that causes us to move away from God and to use people rather than love people is wrong. I'm Dave Wager. Goodbye for now.